Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan is reviewing another round of medical marijuana licenses today. We're going to talk about that licensing process later in the show. But first, she made history in Michigan as the first Muslim woman to serve in the state legislature. And now, Rashida Tlaib will become the first Muslim woman to serve in Congress. Tlaib won the primary race to fill the 13th district seat of former Congressman John Conyers. No Republicans ran in the 13th, so she is set to win the general election in November and begin serving in Congress in January. Rashida Tlaib, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it was such a crowded Democratic field in the 13th, and it was extra tight between you and Detroit Council President Brenda Jones. What was that like as you were sitting there watching the vote count and then the moment you realized you are going to Washington?
Well, I can tell you, we knew it was going to be tight, and we knew the race was between me and Council President Jones from early on. We actually knew about 3 weeks out from, you know, internal polling, but also just our conversations and looking at the data that we were able to, or the information we were able to collect going door to door throughout the district. So I can tell you, my team even said, Rashida said it was going to be close. I actually thought it was going to be even closer than a little bit less than 1,000 votes. It's nerve-wracking. I mean, you put your heart and soul into something for, you know, the past 6 months. I mean, we were door knocking when snow was still on the ground. But to see us not waver and also not, you know, take corporate money, make sure it's people-driven, make sure it's grassroots, it makes the win even sweeter.
Why do you believe you won?
Because I believe in human contact. I believe in talking to people at their homes, having that connection. Nothing can replace it, not a mailer, not a billboard, not an ad. And I think people got a sense when they met me that I was for real about elevating their voices, for real about truly believing, like, look, I'm running because I believe you deserve a fair and equitable society. Like, you deserve to thrive just like anyone else in the country. And I think people understood that I want to change their lives for the better and that I will work, you know, extremely hard to doing that, that I won't let them down.
You are the oldest of how many in your family?
14, which I think prepared me the most for public office, not my law degree. I'll tell you, I really think being the eldest of 14 made me the social worker at heart that I am. And I think really helps me connect with a lot of my families across the district.
And your parents immigrated from Palestine. And am I correct? Neither of your parents graduated from high school.
No, my dad got up to fourth grade education, and he grew up in part of his life in Palestine and part of his life in Nicaragua, where he found even more poverty. And then my mom only went up to eighth grade education and came to the United States at a young age of 21. And yeah, they are, I know my dad, God rest his soul, just passed last December, but I know he's with me today.
Wow. And you are a mother. And as we said, you are Muslim. So as you bring this rich perspective into the House of Representatives, what do you want to change?
You know, look, I really am so focused on our families, but I do want to humanize who we are as Muslim Americans. I think people want to categorize us and give us identities that, you know, just kind of put us in these stereotypical boxes, right? But I think even when I served in the legislature for 6 years for a predominantly non-Muslim community, I mean, it was predominantly African-American Christians and Latinos, and I can tell you, I was able to expose my faith in such a profound way through public service, through the Neighborhood Service Center, through my actions, that it changed the hearts and minds of people. When, you know, I love when one resident came in one time and asked my staff, is she really Muslim? Because she just couldn't understand. All she saw on TV and all she was knew about Muslims is, you know, something that was not, to me, accurate, but it's something that was ugly and unfamiliar. And I think it really will be able to connect so many people to understand that we have so much more in common than people think.
You are getting national attention, Rashida Tlaib, because you are a Muslim woman and you are Palestinian. Yet the 13th is a district where fewer than, 5% of the voters identify as Arab American. This is a largely African American district. What did you hear from people as you knocked on doors and you campaigned all these months?
I can tell you, it's really hard for people to understand. I mean, before we were getting some national attention of the possibility of me as an Arab American woman, as a, you know, for me, I'm always going to be this woman of color. I grew up in Detroit. I know those challenges. But when I went door to door, it really was not a basic issue. People did want to know where I grew up. I think they wanted to know where my connection was, where my roots were in the state. but it did not come up like people think. All I would get is, you came to my house. Oh my God, I just got your mail. You're here? Is it you? And then I'll smile and say, oh, it's you. And I said, because sometimes I'll tell them, oh, it's me without makeup on. But I can tell you, connecting with people, that's not what they asked. They didn't ask my ethnicity, my background. They really didn't. And even my field organizers, I would check in on them every Monday morning. And I would get all this ugly social media attacks from people outside of the state and ask my team, have you heard anything about this? And they're like, no, not at all, Rashida. All they ask is, are you going to sell us out? Are you going to be one of those Democrats? And I said, absolutely not. Are you going to get in there and forget about us? I said, absolutely not. Are you going to do something about car insurance? Are you going to do something about the fact that I'm in a neighborhood now where most of my neighbors are renters and moving in and out, and we don't feel like it's a very solid neighborhood? I mean, those are the kinds of things that I heard at the doors, and that's what this campaign was about. I mean, we collected all that information. We were really providing direct constituent service. I hired somebody specifically to help do constituent services when we went door to door, because I wanted people to get a flavor of exactly what I mean when I say I'm going to create a neighborhood service center, get you through everyday issues. That is going to go hand in hand with the legislative work that I do on your behalf in Congress.
Rashida, do you see us coming to a point where it is not remarkable that you are Muslim or that you are a woman and yet you're in Congress?
Absolutely. We had an African-American president with the name Barack Hussein Obama. Everything is possible. Everything.
Now, should the Democrats take over the House in November, what are your thoughts about Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House?
You know, I'm getting that question constantly. And I got to tell you, you know, for me, I am really so focused on the 13th Congressional District and making sure whoever's in leadership is somebody that's reflective of the values of the 13th. I have been extremely critical of some of the stance of the leadership on issues regarding banks. I mean, less than half of my families in the 13th Congressional District own their own homes, Cynthia. Mm. That is a huge issue. I mean, I just saw a statistic about statewide in Michigan, only 40% of African Americans own their own home. I'm in a city, growing up in a city with 85, 86% African Americans. And it's a city that used to be 70% home ownership, and now it's less than 50. This is a critical issue, and I do feel like it starts from the top. I absolutely adored the courage that Congressman Conyers had. I mean, he voted against the Iraq War, the Patriot Act. I loved Congressman Dingell's stance on a number of issues, especially around veterans and empowering veteran services. You know, I appreciate the leadership that Leader Pelosi has put forward. But, you know, it's a new era. It's a new time. And I really have been very vocal about that. And that probably means having some new leadership.
Rashida Tlaib, who has won the Democratic nomination for the 13th District, which sends her to Congress coming January. Rashida, thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.